Blog Talk Radio.
Walk away and pass.
If words was crack, we would have the most potent shit around. If words is weed, then we got them by the pound. Get high with us tonight as Drip the Mic has found the perfect host to bring our good folks that sound. Every Tuesday it goes down. Your man Hezekiah has broken ground on the Drip the Mic Network, and he brings the Author's Lounge. This is where we meet and greet. Man, Drip the Mic don't compete. No need to be consumed with greed or dishonesty. We lead, uplift, and discuss as our need is to bring verbal muscle to the struggle and hustle to keep dropping digital and paperbacks for the world to read. The Author's Lounge, going up on a Tuesday. As he runs the mic, quarterback-like genius when he writes, and he picks his words Tuesday. This script could not have been better written in a movie. A good friend, Hezekiah, has moved in, then committed to moving in our circle and blessing us with his proven pen. Prioritize tuning in 6 p.m. Central and Eastern at 7 p.m. and listen in, because we be going in, and we would love for you to share this experience. Delirious shenanigans accompanied with verbal adjectives, praising words like they are gods, broken down into nouns, verbs, predicates, and adjectives. Since I learned of the days when, like, baseball cards, our melanin displayed us as property for trade, I prayed never again will we be a slave, so I behave as if I'm a human paraphrase. Learn to enunciate, ad-lib, and use my scribe to communicate. And today, the Artist Lounge provides a stage for like-minded kings and queens of the literary community, other artists, and those who create to explore. The Drip the Mic Hotel has opened the doors, as the next 2 hours you endure will be free of commercials, non-judgmental and impartial, with Hezzy holding it down like Thurgood Marshall. Ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Author's Lounge with your host and my man, Hezzy, in the building.
Good evening, good evening.
Ladies and gentlemen of the literary community, I just want to tell you, this week we have LaShonda sitting in for Hezekiah, so let's go ahead and give her a warm Drip the Mic welcome to the Author's Lounge.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to the Author's Lounge. I'm your host, Goddess Love. Tune in tonight as we have a conversation with the literary world's greatest authors, industry folks, and indie artists. Get to know the authors behind the pen. Now, I know y'all got some questions, and y'all want to talk to our special guests, but guess what? No worries. Your girl, Goddess Love, I got you covered. Call in at 646-378-0355 and press number 1 to have a conversation with our guest tonight. Let's get into it, y'all. All right, now, so I know some of y'all are wondering right now, where's Hezzy, where's our brother at, and who is this chick on the podcast? Well, brother Hezzy is taking a vacation, a much-needed vacation, so your girl, Goddess Love, will be filling in for a few shows. So please don't hurt me. Please show me some love. Show me some love. I'm new at this. But, you know, now you're rocking with me. And tonight we're going to have some special guests on the show tonight. You guys are going to be so, so excited to see who I have tonight. I have a few people this evening. I have Alisa Morris from Dallas, Texas. I have Mike Ganey, the hip-hop artist. He's coming from Atlanta, Georgia. I also have Steve, the legend, Stokes. He is a motivational speaker. Listen, guys, I know it's a lot going on in the world today. Some of us need a little motivation, okay? Some of us need a little push. We need a little help every now and then. That's what he's going to give us. He's going to give us that push, that motivation for us to do what we need to do and keep it pushing in 2021. I also have Charles Burkins. He is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Now, tonight, our first guest is coming from excuse me, guys. Before I get into that, let me tell you a little bit about myself. I am a best-selling author on Amazon. All of my books can be found there under LaShonda Obrey. I am a social media promoter, so this is perfect for me. I love to introduce new indie artists and writers so they could get some exposure. This platform is especially for the indie artists and the authors. And we also do publish authors, but my heart, you know, the indie authors, they pull at my heartstrings. I love you guys so much because you work so hard. It's really hard being an indie artist and being an indie author because we do a lot alone. So it's good to have this kind of support and this platform, and I'm humbly grateful for the opportunity to be here and to also bring you guys along with me. Now, first we're going to have Alicia Morris from Dallas, Texas. Hey, girl. How you doing?
Hey, boo. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing good, sweetheart.
That's great. That's great. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Let us know who you are, where you're from.
So my name is Alicia Morris, and I am bred out of Texas. I grew up in Waco. We moved to Oklahoma. I'm a military veteran. After the military, I moved back to Oklahoma. And then now I'm back home in Texas, in Dallas preferably. I have written 12 novels. My 12th novel just dropped this month. And I have written in the genres of suspense thrillers, murder mysteries, romance, self-help, my chill-out story of battling breast cancer the first and the second time. And I've also did some relationship books for men and for women.
Wow, that's great. The 12th book that just released, what's the title of that book?
Is this explicit content or not?
Absolutely, girl. Relax, because this
okay.
is an adult conversation, honey.
The title is called Fuck Cancer, Fuck Love.
What? Wait a minute now. Hold up. I was not expecting that. Wait a minute.
Yes, indeed.
I need to know.
Yes, indeed.
How did you come up with that title?
Well, number one, because it was my second time with getting breast cancer. So now I'm at the point where I'm like, fuck this shit. This something's
right.
got to give. And
mm-hmm.
then I was in a relationship where I thought he was my knight in shining armor. You know, everything that he's like, whatever those other dudes did to you, I'm not going to do that to you. But then he ended up doing it anyway. So now I'm just like, fuck love. Fuck cancer, I'm over all of this. So I kind of like, it's just, I put everything out on the table in this book. Like, I'm really not a transparent person, but I really let everybody in on what was going on in my life, how I handled it, how I really felt, you know, like I didn't sugarcoat it.
Wow. So when you wrote this book, was it like a healing experience, like, you know, to help you, you know, along your journey to help you get over the heartbreak and the cancer?
It really was. I feel like when I write anything, it's therapeutic for me. So being able to really just open up about a lot of things that not even my sisters knew about, that my kids knew about, it was one point in a book where I really did, like, I had, like, a woo-saw moment, like, where I just put it all out there. And then I was like, I'm done with it. I'm not going to go back to it. You know, it's over. You know, there's nothing else I can do about it.
Wow, that's really good. So let me ask you a question. Out of all the books that you've written, out of all 12 books that you've written, what is your favorite genre to write in? And why do you choose different genres to write in? You know, because sometimes in the writing industry, they stick to certain genres. Like if one person is writing urban fiction, they stick to urban fiction. Or if someone is writing a romance novel, they stick to romance novels. So what made you step out of the box to write in different genres, and which is your favorite?
I love writing murder mysteries, because I'll tell anybody, I'm not one to argue with you. If you make me upset, are you doing anything to me? I'm going to just put you in one of my books and kill you and be done with it. So Therefore, it's still legal, and nobody can say anything.
Right.
So I love writing murder mysteries, and I have fun with it because I love finding different ways that you can basically knock people off. Like, there's so many ways that you can kill somebody and not get caught. I mean, Google tells us all of it. So that is one thing that I really do love doing. But I like to expand my mind. I like to be able to stretch myself and my intelligence outside of the different genres. So that is why I choose, you know, to write different ones. I've even wrote an erotica series. I only wrote one, but I just wanted to see if I could do it. And
right.
I did it. And I was like, oh, okay, I did it. I'm not going to do it again. But
so
writing erotica
that
is hard.
Right. I was going to ask that question. Being that you're writing erotica for the first time, was it difficult? And did you have trouble writing the sex scenes? Because everyone who knows who's listening, everyone who knows, I've said this many a times on this show, I'm so embarrassed to write sex scenes. And I don't want people to read them because I think they're going to be judging me.
I'll say that also. But also, it's really hard when you're single.
Talk about it.
You get caught up in the moment of what you're writing, and it's just like you don't have nobody you can call to, like, release the stress of what you're just
right.
wrote. So it gets a little complicated sometimes.
I can imagine, honey. I can imagine. So I also see that you're into modeling as well, huh?
Yes, ma'am. My mom put me in modeling when I was in middle school, high school, because I was a really big tomboy. And she was determined to make me a girl. And so she's like, screw it. And so she put me in modeling school. And I didn't like it at first. But then I really got into it, and I started learning all the concepts and, you know, the difference between being in front of the camera and being on a runway. And it makes a difference. And
right.
when I was in school, it wasn't girls that were my color or my size were being put in the modeling industry. So I just kind of just put it behind me. But once I got asked to be in a fashion show that was honoring breast cancer survivors, and I was like, sure, why not? You know, I know all the skills. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to be coached on it. And
right.
after that, it just took off. Different designers started contacting me. People started contacting me saying, hey, we got this model casting call. Would you like to be involved? And I was just like, oh, crap. I was like, okay. But I also use modeling for a networking tool because I go to these events. I get to talking to people. And they're like, oh, you're an author. And I'm like, yeah. And so I got them on Amazon buying books while we waiting in the back to get ready to go on the runway. So I use it as a networking tool, and it works.
Wow, that's great. That's really good. So tell our listeners, you don't have to give us the detail or the synopsis of your books. You just give us the titles of all 12 of your books right quick, just real quick. And are they all available on Amazon or any other devices or platforms?
They are available on Amazon. My last book, the ebook right now, is only available on Lulu, but the paperback is available on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
So we just said fuck cancer, fuck love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have When Chaos Meets Tragedy, Single Parenting and Breast Cancer, and then Finding Love After Breast Cancer. And then it's the three-book erotica series, Elite Circle of Dominance, Secret Circle of Dominance, and Dominance versus Dominance. And then the two relationship manuals is How He Broke His Own Heart, 10 Ways to Avoid Mrs. Wrong, and How I Broke My Own Heart, 10 Ways to Avoid Mr. Wrong. And then we've got Lost and Forgotten Until Now. We got Foul Play, and we got Isis and Tarvis, A New Beginning.
Wow, that's awesome. So do you offer, are you expanding your brand? Are you offering any kind of, like, help? Are you publishing other authors? Do you consider opening up your own publishing company someday?
No, but I do have my own writing consulting business where I start authors off who are wanting to be independent authors, who are wanting to self-publish. I have a consulting where we go through their outline, their time frame, how long they want it, you know, before they want the book to come out. And then I walk them through the process. I'm at their disclosure throughout their entire writing. I help them upload it if they want to go through Amazon, if they want to go through Lulu, if they want to go through Ingram Spark. I show them how to do all of that, how to do their royalties and all of that, because I feel like when authors first start, they should be self-published, because mm-hmm. it's just the best way for you to go instead of going through somebody who's been in the industry and, you know, they're trying to make money as well as you make money. And so it's a lot. I went through two publishers before I went self-published, and I never had a number one new release or a number one bestseller until I became a self-published author, when I started doing it on my own. And so I feel like it's a lot better when you do it yourself, because all the accomplishments, you know, they came from you, because you were the one that contributed to it.
I absolutely agree, which is why I became a self-published author. I also had a publisher, but my publisher was actually great, and she showed me a lot. But I have to agree with you. I also believe that first-time authors should be self-published too. And you have creative control, you know, and no one can mm-hmm. really tell you what to write about, you know, or try to, you know, fix it outside of editor problems, you know. So I think that going self-published is absolutely the way to go. So would that be your advice for the new authors coming in, or would you have some other kind of advice for the new authors coming in?
I would advise them to self-publish. Like you said, you have more creative control, and also they're not put on a time stamp, because most of the time when you're with a publisher, the publisher is telling you, hey, you got 6 weeks to get this book done. Well, what if you don't have that in your schedule? So if right. you self-publish it, you can do it on your own time frame, because if you're still working your 9 to 5, and you're trying to work in your writing at the same time, then you are on your own schedule. But I do tell them, give yourself a deadline, because if not, you'll never finish the book. You know, tell yourself, okay, I want to be done in 3 months. Therefore, you can right. put yourself on a timeline of what you need to get done within that 3 months. And then maybe at the end of that 3-month period, you're not quite done, but you're almost done. So therefore, right. like you said, it's still your own control. You have control over what you want your book cover to look like, what audience you're trying to reach. So it's all you. And I feel like even if you don't get it right the first time, you can't be mad at yourself. But right. you just have to say, okay, where did I make the mistake? And how do I go in order to get to where I'm trying to get to?
Right. Absolutely, I agree. So, what's up? What's next for you, Miss Alisa Morris? What's up for you? What you got planned in the future? You got something new dropping? You gonna be somewhere? Let us know where you gonna be, where we can find you. Let us know all of let us know all of your social media information. So, if someone wants to reach out to you, they can. And don't forget to mention your consulting business, because there's a lot of authors out there who are looking for some help and really use your services. So plug that in, because I'm a promoter first. I'm like, plug all your stuff in, honey. Make sure people know where they can reach you, you know, how they can get in contact with you, where your books are, everything. And what's up for you next? What you going to do?
I am always doing something. So this Saturday I have a speaking engagement in Longview, Texas, Empowerment for Women. I do that a lot. I also am going to be a part of a breast cancer and cookies event in Oklahoma City in May. I will be at the kickback in Atlanta in June. I'm also going to be a part of a fashion pageant in November. So I'm always doing something. And then in between there, I try to throw in casting calls for modeling, plus working with new clients. You can reach me at www.aliciamichelle. That is A-L-Y-C-I-A-M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E www.brandonbrooks.com. If you go to my website, you can look up my books. You can order my books. You can also look and see all of my services that I provide through my consulting services. If you just have any questions, I'm always open. Even if you don't use me and you just need some feedback on something, I am always open to new authors because I feel like we really need to be there for each other and help each other out in this industry. You can find me on Facebook, Alicia Morris. You can find me on Instagram, author_Alicia_Morris. Also, model_Alicia Michelle. I am on Snapchat, author Alicia. I'm on Clubhouse, Alicia Michelle. I'm on Twitter, all capital letters, GOATLILI. That is Goat Lily. And I think that's about it.
Wow, you have a lot of things coming up. I hope you listeners are out there are listening and wrote everything down because she's going to be out here, okay? Make sure you jot everything down so you can make sure you go out and meet her, get her books on Amazon. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Ms. Morris.
Thank you so much. I'm inspired
by you. I hope some others are inspired, too, because you are out there doing it, honey.
Well, I'm trying, boo. You know, you got to get in where you fit in. So
I know that's right.
I am definitely trying to put my name in the place and get my face in the place where it needs to be.
Absolutely. Listen, when we get off of this line, honey, drop me that link to that book and that cover because I need to read that.
Yes, ma'am. I sure will.
Absolutely, I need to read that. It's been such a pleasure, and I'm so happy that you stopped by the author's lounge and let us get a piece of you and we get to know the author behind the pen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, honey. You guys have a great night.
Thank you. You too, love.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Guys, how was that? Yo, she's dope, right? She's really, really, really dope. You guys, make sure you check her out. Cop her books on Amazon. Make sure you cop her books and make sure you check her out. She's going to be everywhere. But what stuck out in my mind was the kickback in Atlanta. Make sure you check her out. That's a big one. That's a big one. Next, we're going to have Charles Burgess coming up. He is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I cannot wait for you guys to talk to him because let me tell you something. He got some books that I'm really interested to know how he came up with these plots, these storylines. Like, I'm really interested. You guys, you got to wait. Wait until you talk to Charles. Hey, Charles. Welcome to the Office Lounge. How you doing?
Pleasure to be here. I'm doing good.
Hey, how are you? So let us know where you're from.
From Milwaukee. Well, I was actually born in Rhode Island, but I came here as a baby, so I say I'm from Milwaukee.
Oh, I could dig it. Yeah, you can't go backwards now. If you've been in a town or a city for too long, you become a local. That's where you're from.
Right, that's where you're from.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us about your books. How many books do you have, and what got you to start writing?
I actually been writing since I was a kid. I wrote my first book at the age of 13, which was written by hand. Of course, my godmother, she said she still has it somewhere, but I left the writing scene alone. I came back in 2004. It was funny because I was asked to go on a doctor's appointment with my mother, whose doctor was like an hour and a half away. And in her car, she had a book, Sisters of APF by Zane. So I read that book on this journey and decided to write a rebuttal. So in 2004, I wrote the book Homies. I wrote the book probably in 4 days, and I published it. I ended up publishing it, and it went really well. But I still ended up taking a break, came back in 2008, then I just went crazy, writing book after book after book. Kind of slowed down now because I do a lot of writing for other people. Ghostwriting for, you know, a few celebrities here and there. So basically that's what the actual start of my career, and it was good to actually, I got a chance to, you know, meet Zane in person and give her a hug and thank her. So that was nice.
Wow. You know, that's awesome. You know, Zane is actually my favorite author as well. She is what got me started. My first book that I loved from her was Shame on It All. That was my favorite book. So I got to read that book, though, because you made an answer to the book Addicted?
Not Addicted. Sisters of APF.
Oh, listen. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to read that book. Now, I do have some questions, though, because, listen, the titles of your books, the storylines and the plots, where in the world did you come up with that? I got to know especially about the porn stars. You know I say this all the time that I'm embarrassed about the sex scenes, but I'm intrigued. How in the world did you even come up with these titles and the story?
Well, that Secrets of a Porn Star is Roxy Reynolds' life story, the actual porn star, Roxy Reynolds. She flew me to Miami. I stayed with her for 5 days, and we got the book done.
Wow.
So it's actually her autobiography.
Really? Oh, that's interesting to know. Wow, that's great. How did you guys meet?
I have a lot of connections that introduced me to a lot of people. Writing and
he said, come
and
on
a lot
now,
of authors.
Now, you don't want me to tell everything, Goddess.
Right. But authors need to know that you need to take this serious, because everything that you see is written, you know. Everything you watch on TV is written. Somebody had to write it. So if you're serious about your craft and you're putting out good work, you're not just out there hustling the game, somebody's going to take notice of you and somebody's going to want to use your talent.
Right, absolutely. You are a brand. Authors don't know that, but a lot of
Correct.
Authors don't know that you are a brand.
Correct.
So
correct.
You have to represent yourself.
So yeah, she was one we just finished. Maybe in the middle of last year, I did a story called Across the Tracks, which is going to be released under Simon & Schuster. That's the life story of the rap star Boosie.
Oh,
so that
wow.
was a very, yeah, that was a very interesting ghostwriting project.
Oh wow, you have a lot of good books coming out here or that are already out. You're doing a lot of work for other people. What got you into ghostwriting? Do you not like to write your own stories anymore, or you just prefer to write stories for others?
I love to write my own stories. I just got like 50 or 60 of them sitting around half finished because I can't ever get to them.
Mm-hmm. Come on now, bro. You got to release those. We can't be sitting on no good work now.
Yeah, they're coming. I get inboxes every day because I put a lot of excerpts out there, and it's funny that readers don't forget. When they read an excerpt that they like, they do not forget.
Yep. That's absolutely true. That is absolutely true. So what do you have coming up next? Do you have any more future releases coming out? Are you going to be any book signings, any book shows? They're doing a lot of book shows this summer. Are you going to be attending those things?
I don't know if I'm going to make too many shows. I always try to make one or two a year. I do plan on releasing part two to my novel, Sins of the Seventh. I plan on getting that finished by next month. It's probably about 8 or 9 chapters from being finished. It was a very, you know, big story, you know, based off the National Basketball Association. A lot of references in the book. Everything's been changed, but once you read the book, Sins of the Seventh, he's talking about so-and-so. He's talking about so-and-so. Right? And there's a lot of name changing.
Right.
I did a big show on that book with Keith Claus from, he played for the Clippers. We did a big show on that a couple years ago. It was great. The turnout was great. It actually got opted for a movie, but the budget would be too high. So that's one probably won't go to movies yet.
You have another book out called Balling? The Last
Dribble?
Balling
the Last Dribble is actually a great story. I was inspired to write that story by watching a movie called Life of a King, starring that Gooden Jr. guy. And that the way he took chess and taught the youth life skills through the game of chess, it inspired me to do something similar to that. And I used the game of basketball to show the choices that our youth make when we're not around.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very good book, and it's uncut, it's raw. So, but if you have a young son, a daughter, it's a good family read. It's actually in my book club, Team Grand Support. It's actually the book of the month for May. We're reading that book now, and we will discuss it. We will discuss it in my group.
Okay. So you're also doing a semi-autobiography for someone, right? How is that coming along? Is it hard to write an autobiography for someone? Is it a long process?
Well, there's several different ways I do this for people. This one was actually originally written by a guy, and he sent it to me to redo it. So I'm actually taking his work and redoing it, keeping his voice, but putting my skills to what he's already written. So he's from Newark.
Newark, New Jersey?
Yep.
That's where I am right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a pretty, well, you'll be able to relate to it. The spots they talk about in there. It's going to be a pretty heartfelt story. So it's pretty deep, and hopefully it'll be out in a couple months.
Are you able to release his name, who's the autobiography for?
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm going to wait for it to release because I am a Newark native, born and raised in Brick City, so I'm probably going to be real familiar with the terms and the streets and things like that. So I cannot wait to read that.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like, you know, I have to get used to some of the terms and some of the way they speak out there.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have our own lingo. We have our own lingo out here. So you have a book club. What other things do you have? Let us know what you got going on. You got a book club? You have anything else going on? What's your social media sites? What you got going on?
Oh, I thought you were going to ask for my social security number. I was going to spit it out.
No, look, you can send me that social security number later if you want to. Let's see what I'm working with.
I know the hustle is real. right now, I'm focusing more on trying to get this project done than Sins of the Seventh Part 2. I do have a few more I want to release this year, but my main focus is probably to take Ballin' to movie script so we can shoot that. I have a few guys here that I'm vested with that we've done a couple movies, a couple that's out now, Circumstances 1 and Circumstances 2, that was based off the novel Motivation. Y'all can find those on Amazon Prime and Tubi for free. We just shot the movie. We just got through shooting the movie Trust Nobody. That stars Jamal Woolard. You got Shay Buckley in there from Love and Hip Hop, Fat Boy the Rapper. I'm in there. I actually wrote the book. So we hoping that clears editing by. We was hoping for the end of April, but it looked like it's gonna push more into June.
Oh, okay. So So you wrote books and turned them into movies. Now there's a lot of authors out here who definitely wants to turn their books into movies. Can you give any advice to those authors who's looking to do that? Like, what would be their first initial step outside of getting it written into a screenplay format?
Budget.
The budget?
It's always about the money. Always about the money. So, you know, when you, I like to tell people, because I'm learning, I'm still learning too as we go, you know, we write these books and when we want to turn them into script and we want to take them to film, you know, you can shoot a decent film for $30,000, you know, and you start going up. But if you can take the scenes, you can minimize the scenes to where they don't cost you a lot to do, a lot of damage, you can put out actually good content. And, you know, it's more into it with the camera stuff and all that, you know, whoever your film crew is, whatever their equipment is, and lighting is a big thing. Once you learn all those things, it's easy. I mean, you had some white people shoot the Blair Witch Project for under $10,000, and they made millions. And I think they shot it on cell phones.
Right. Wow, that's great. You have a lot of things going on. Congratulations on all of your endeavors you have going on, all the movies and books you have going out right now. So give our listeners a quick rundown on your social media sites, where they can find you, where they can find all of your books, and if you're going to do one or two shows, if you're not too sure right now, just give us a little heads up on what's coming up for you, Mr. Charles.
Definitely. You can find me on Facebook under Charles Burgess. Most people know me on Facebook as The Storyteller. That's STROYTELLAH. I don't do Instagram. I mostly promote social media on Facebook. So just stay tuned. My group on Facebook is Team Grand Support. If you're not in that group and you love to read, you really, really love to read, come on in. I'll be happy to have you. I give a lot of stuff away, a lot of excerpts, actually today I started, I took a bunch of the group members, some of them wrote before, some of them never wrote before, and we just started writing a book in the comic section, and it's going pretty good, actually. So that's one of my dreams will be to teach. That would be a master class and actually teach people how to write.
Oh, that's great. Do you have a website for that, or they could reach you on Facebook for that?
Yeah, they definitely can reach me on Facebook. Any information I have is, I call it public knowledge. So if any author needs any information on publishing, printing, anything, find me on Facebook and ask me. I don't hold back. I'll give you all I got.
That's great. Thank you for joining us today, Mr. Charles, on Drip the Mic. I'm so glad you came through. You came through with the business, too. You have a lot of things going on. Can you run down the titles of your books real quick so they can know what to get?
Okay. Don't Say You Do If You Don't. Bewildered, The Ghetto Sopranos, Part 1, Part 2. You got Chocolate Rose, Part 1, Part 2. Run Child, Running Wild. Cricket and Honey, Right to Silence, Sins of the Sevens. So many, it's hard to name them all. But you can find them.
Right. Listen, as long as they got your name, they can always just type your name in on the Amazon and your stuff will come up.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you so much for coming by Drip the Mic and blessing us with all of your loveliness that you got going on. We will be looking out for this new autobiography that's coming out, and Ballin'. You're gonna really push that book, right?
Yeah, we're pushing it now. Ballin's been out for a while. I actually wrote that book some years ago. I re-signed with G Street, so I re-released it under G Street. When I left G Street, I re-released it again. It's one of those stories that's a classic. I always like to think of, you know, Cornbread Early Me, Above the Rim, He's Got Game. I like to say it's
right.
All of those you ever seen in a book.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds really good. Now, make sure when we get off the line, you drop me the link and drop me the book cover, because I'm a promoter first. I'm going to promote everybody that I interview free of charge.
Absolutely. I surely will drop it.
Make sure you drop it so I can show it to my peoples. And thank you so much for coming by Dripped the Mic. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Guys, listen, he's dope, okay? Do you hear me? This brother got movies. Do you hear me? And listen, y'all heard what he said, right? Make sure your budget is right, because if your budget ain't right, you know, you're really not going to be doing too much, but you're showing people your work, and you're not going to be able to get anything done. So reach out to him. Listen, don't listen to me, because I don't really know what I'm talking about. However, he knows it all. He's doing it, and he's been doing it. So make sure you reach out to Mr. Charles Burgess on Facebook, and make sure you guys tell him that I sent you, okay? So listen, if you have any questions, you want to talk to me, you just want to vibe with me for a little bit, just call me. I'm here. I'm here to 9 o'clock. You can call me at 646-378-0355, and we are on Drip the Mic. And call me, y'all, call me. I'm here. I'm taking calls. I'm taking questions. You know, we could just shoot the shit, whatever y'all want to do. We could do anything y'all want to do. But I'm open. So right now we're going to take a quick break, right? And we're going to have a short poetry break. And we have CEO. Y'all hear me, right? Our CEO is coming through from Drip the Mic, all right? Now, listen, I need all of y'all to stop what y'all doing right now. I don't care what y'all doing. Listen, I know it's dinner time. The babies might be a little hungry or whatever. But listen, tell them T for time out, P for pause, okay? Because Aziz is coming through right now. He's coming through with some poetry. He's going to drip the mic. And it's called A Soothing Situation. Hello, Mr. Aziz. I don't know what's going on.
Hello. I'm here. I'm just gonna play a piece for your audience while you take yourself a little short break. This is a piece that I did called "Soothing Situation." So thank you so much for that wonderful intro. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Tonight I want to talk to you about a soothing situation. Ejaculations creating this soothing situation.
Wow. That was awesome. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for coming by and dripping the mic.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me come through. I didn't want to seemed like I was crashing your show, you know, and using my pool to crash your show. But
No, it's quite all right. This is the indie platform. You come out here and bless us anytime you want to.
That's right. And I just wanted to tell you, me and my wife are listening in the background, and you are doing your thing. You're just a natural. We're loving your flow. We're loving your interviews, and we're definitely loving these wonderful, wonderful authors and creators that you have coming through. So just keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. Listen, we're back, okay? You're back for Goddess Love. I hope you guys enjoy that because I know I did. And right now we have coming to the mic, we have Mr. Steve the Legend, okay? He is from Philly, PA. He is a motivational speaker. He has a program out right now, guys, that is so worth getting into. If you need some motivation, if you're trying to accomplish some things and you having some setbacks and you just feeling like you can't do it and you want to give up, no, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to believe in ourselves and we're going to do it. And this is the man that's going to help us do it, okay? He has a book coming out.
Real quick, I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off, but real quick, I think someone had a question before we went to him. You want me to bring him through?
Sure,
or you want to go for me? Let me get this question in real quick.
Okay.
Caller 4.
Hello, Miss Lashonda.
Hello, how are you? Who am I speaking to?
This is Hezekiah. I'm loving
hey,
the bro, show tonight.
You supposed to be on vacation, bro.
I know. I just can't help it. You know I'm going to get laid out for this life, but
you
I
know
just
what?
Can't
Listen,
help it.
Don't be crashing my show, okay? Don't be crashing my show. Y'all hear this, ladies and gentlemen? You don't hear this. He's supposed to be on vacation, doing something else, but he on my show. But, you know, I do appreciate you listening and checking in on your little
yes.
sis.
Yes, yes, definitely. And it's a great show. I'm enjoying it. I really am.
Thank you. Really and am. We have to tell our listeners, too, that did we not meet each other or what?
We sure did.
And we had a good old time. We sure did in Greensboro. Yes, we did. I'm so glad you called. Now, what's your question? You got a question?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to call and say hi.
I got a little pic on Facebook and shit. I saw out there, you know, flossing and shit. You know what I mean? Talking about look who I ran to and shit. I saw that little shit
oh,
just to throw you know. I was hating. Yeah, I'm hating.
You feeling left out?
I feel way left out. I feel way, way left out. Exactly.
Well, don't feel like that. We're going to meet, too. Me, you, and YT. All of us. We're going to hang out and
yes.
have us a little time.
Hey, Hez. I was eating a banana. I was eating a banana like old boy on belly. I don't like that shit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, and Miss Lashonda, I think the MC, he's getting ready to call in, too.
Yeah, you see, right?
Yes.
So, Hezzy, what you doing on your vacation? Are you really vacationing or are you writing? You writing? You writing a new masterpiece? Oh,
I'm
well,
not,
let me do a quick interview right quick. Listen, when that movie dropped?
We're going to be filming the movie June the 11th through the 13th. And then we got all the actors. Everything is set. They're flying in from all over the country. And it's going to be an awesome experience. It finally came to fruition. So I'm just truly honored. It's been
right,
2 years
ask,
in the making.
I ain't asking you no more questions because you're not a guest. You got to book with me first. That's it. Listen, if y'all want to know anything else about Hezekiah Morris and his movie that's coming out from his book, y'all going to tell me he got to get booked because we ain't asking him nothing else.
Yeah. So y'all just have a great night or whatever. I might call in when you put the rapper on since he's from my hometown. I want to holler at him a little bit.
Okay. All right. You do that. We're going to be right here waiting on you.
Okay. All right. Y'all enjoy.
All right, bro.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. Guys, Now, how in the world the host supposed to be on vacation and he calling in? What? Get off the line and go lay down somewhere and do what you do on vacation, calling me. I know he's just checking on little sis. I'm doing good, though, right, bro? Anywho, next we have Steve. As I was saying, the motivational speaker. You need a little oomph, you know, to get you going. You got some projects you're trying to start and you ain't finished, and you're looking at it every day saying you're going to finish and ain't finished it yet. You need a little motivation. Steve is the one to get you there. He the one to get you there. He got a new book that dropped. He has a program that you can join. He's on Facebook. Listen, he going to get you there. Trust me. Let's talk to Steve right quick. Hey, Steve.
Good evening. God is love. How you doing?
How you doing?
Sitting back here patiently waiting.
The legend.
The legacy. The legacy. There's a reason why I'm behind that, because I call myself Steve the Legacy because I'm a junior. And my dad, he passed away back in 03, Christmas Eve. And I took on that name as being his legacy. But also, since I have a 10-year-old daughter, she's my legacy as well. So I'm pushing that name through everything that I'm doing and trying to touch the world one person at a time. So it's good to be here tonight.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So let us know about this new book. No, you know what? Before we get into the book, I want to get into the program first, because I know what you got going on. But I need you to tell the listeners what you got going on with this program, how they could get involved, how they can sign up, you know, how they can get it. Because let me tell you something. This is 2021, and we had a rough year. And it's a lot of people who, you know, who has dreams and goals and aspirations. But, you know, as the year went on, it just seemed like it just wasn't going to happen. So a lot of people has lost a lot of motivation. They lost that oomph, you know. And I know the legend. I know the legend can make it happen. I know he could give us some motivation and get some help out here. Let us know, you know, where we can find you and what's going on with the program before we get into the book.
So a little bit about me. My name is Steve Legacy. I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Born and raised, I went to Cheney University, graduated in 07, Bachelor of Arts in Marketing and Advertising. And I went into the real world. And it's amazing because when you're coming out of college, you get your degree, you think that everybody's going to be knocking on your door and you're going to get your salary that you desire and you're going to get the lifestyle and the car, the houses, all that stuff you have in your mind once you graduate with that nice little degree. But on that Monday morning after the graduation ceremony, reality starts to sit in. And that's what it did for me. And I had to start grinding. I was selling cars in Springfield, PA for about a year. And then when a recession hit in 08, that's when people was returning cars back. And I got myself into a management position for Rite Aid. And working as a manager in a retail chain really kind of taught me a lot of wanting to work for myself. And the reason why is because you wear so many hats, but you don't get appreciated. I mean, they don't appreciate anything you do, and it's all about the numbers. And they fired me. They fired me in 2012, and it was by surprise. It was a normal day, birds chirping, blue sky. And I noticed that things was changing because the people I had scheduled was coming at different times, so something was happening, and I was not really prepared, but I got the call. And the call had me to go to the regional office, and went to the regional office, and they said, you know, thank you for your service, but I think we're going in two separate directions. Now, at that point, I thought I lost something right there. I lost my motive. I lost my drive. They took the position away from me, and I thought that position was myself. I thought all what I wanted to bring forth in this world was that position that so happened they gave to me. So they took it back from me. So I was really done out for a while. And I knew mentally I could not really see opportunity, even if it would have smacked me in the face. And the reason why is because of the lack of self-belief I had within myself. And that was the biggest missing piece of the puzzle that I had that I didn't realize that didn't allow me to go forward was the lack of self-belief. And you know what? The sad part is we all are operating sometimes on some old beliefs from our childhood, from teenager life, you know, from young adult. And that's why a lot of these seminars are so packed with a lot of people trying to get their mojo back. Why? Because they never cultivated their belief. Now, check this out. Where in all the subjects that you have learned in public school, private school, what subject did you ever have that talked about you cultivating your own self-belief? I don't think you ever had a subject on that.
We didn't
you never
have
had a course on that?
Nope.
No. So wait a second. So we're operating off of what people and their own circumstances. Like for example, love my mom to death, but she had a fear of airplanes, and that fear got inside of my system. And she never seen one in her life, but I had that fear. See, we adopt things from our parents. We adopt things from our friends, our colleagues, and those things affect us really. It affects us in a way where it's like we really can't be who we want to be. So I went on a quest. At first, I started writing children's books. I got three out so far, and the first one was about gratitude. I am not grateful. Grateful I am not, as a Dr. Seuss film. The second book was I am not confident. Confident I am not. Then I said, wait a second, I'm taking care of the kids. We've got to take care of the adults and even myself. So I was sleeping one night, and all of a sudden something shook me. I woke up, and all I heard was the title, Act and Grow Belief. And it's funny because one of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that's my book that I utilize, and I studied Napoleon Hill and his mentor, Andrew Carnegie. And the thing is, when that title came to me, I was like, you know, it's amazing. Think and Grow Rich was good, but a lot of times we can think ourselves out of us doing what we need to do in life. But if we put action in place, the action activates yourself to go into a different direction. So I said, you know what? How about we're going to start acting, and then in the process of acting, our belief is going to start to grow. And then that's when the pages started to flow, the words started to flow, putting things back and forth. And I didn't want it to be a typical book where people just read and say, hey, that's a good read. No, this is a manual that's going to have you be transparent to where you are right now and to where you want to be. So you're going to be working throughout this book, answering the questions, and being transparent with yourself. And I wrote the book, and the book is out right now on Amazon, and you can get it type in Act and Grow Belief. And I have a course called Act and Grow Belief 2 as well. And then what that does is it teaches you how to really analyze and ask the downright important questions, the questions that keep you up at night of why am I doing what I'm doing? And how can I get to where I want to be? Especially when I'm in a position that I'm in right now. And one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, always said, he said that life is like seasons. You know, we have winter, we have spring, we have summer, we have fall. Now, the critical thing about winter, he said that like last year was winter times. You know, everything shut down, it went to a point where people was barricading their house and mentally, they was really distraught, and physically, they was wore out. That's winter times. A lot of people died. We're still going through that process now, but that was winter times. And the winter times of your moment in your life right now, it could be somewhere where life has not really have been giving you what you want right now, and you may be at rock bottom. But what I've learned by me being at rock bottom, that's a great position, because now you can reset the foundation of where you want to be at. And the great thing about winter is that, because spring is right around the corner, and right now we're in spring right now, but be careful, because spring is very vital. Why? Because it's a short season, but that's the season that you should start planting. That's the planting season. And in that season, when you start planting, you start going and researching, you're learning, and you're working on your craft, you're planting. Now, summertime is right around the corner, and that's when you start to protect all what you're working on, protecting from the naysayers. Protect it from people that's trying to steal your business. Protect it from people that's trying to get in your mind, and the weeples. I call weeples in my book, weeples, right? They are weeds. They are people. They tend to try to grow on you with their opinions. But you got to fight back with your facts. And what I tell people in the course and what I tell people in the book is that when fear shows its face, you show fear your plan and watch it be contained. See, fear is going to be a situation where it's going to always be there, but you can contain it. And I created a thing called the legacy triangle, where you keep fear inside the middle. You keep your why at the top. The bottom side, you keep the reasons for doing well. And the other side, you keep your plans. You stay on the outside of the triangle. You can still see fear, and fear sees you, but you don't worry about fear. Why? Because you're focused on your why, you're focused on your reasons for doing well, and you're focused on your plans, and you have that goal. So I want to encourage you that whatever moment, whatever season you're in, because I stopped at summer. Summer's the protecting season, right? But then after summer, you have fall. Now, fall is a beautiful season. Why? Because for some people, It's the harvest season where you get to pick. And Jimmy, my mentor, Jim Rohn, always said, do not study the roots, but begin to pick the fruit. A lot of people want to analyze certain things. No, if the fruit is coming to you and you did the work to get it, you got to gravitate to that. Now, if you haven't planted in the spring, please don't be looking for no harvest in the fall. You know, so Jimmy always said, if you didn't plant, you're going to either reap in the harvest season, or you're going to be begging in the winter. And the begging can go in a whole different level ways. So you got to make sure that when the season in your life, whatever that time period is, you must take advantage of it, because it's always a shot clock of what's the next step. And remember, never skip steps. But I, you know, Goddess, I'm glad to be here. I'm excited, but I want to, you know, encourage the people that's listening, and you know, the people that, you know, probably get the replay later on, that they have what it takes if they decide to work on themselves and start with that person that's in the mirror. That's what I had to do. Once I faced that, once I worked on that, nothing around me was going to stop me and affect me. So the journey is still going on. It's just that right now, you know, we got to, what I love what Wayne Dyer said, submit to the process.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Submit to the process. I love it. Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Like, you have to work with, you know, you have to start with yourself and look in the mirror and heal those childhood traumas, because that holds people back.
Yes, it
absolutely
does.
Absolutely it does. I hope you guys are listening. And he was dropping jewels. I hope y'all was jotting some stuff down. And if you missed it, guess what? It's all in the book that's available on Amazon. Make sure you guys go out and you get that. So, Legend, tell us, are you doing any, like, seminars? Do you do any speaking engagements? Do you do any of those type of things? Can people book you?
Yes, they can. I'm on Facebook, Steed of Legacy, Instagram, Steed of Legacy, email, steedoflegacy@gmail.com. I'm doing speaking engagements. I'm doing coaching along with the actual course plan. Like I said, I got the book out. I got some inventions that's in play, which I'm excited about that. The growing stages of that, you know, the invention process period is amazing. But to actually go through it and really see things come to fruition is a blessing in itself. And then my daughter and I, we worked on a board game together called Dictionary Daddy. Now, I pitched it to Hasbro. Hasbro didn't call me back, so I went and designed it myself. So it's releasing next week, so I'm excited about that.
For
the site to be up this Saturday. So, yes, it's a nice journey. Nice journey we're on.
Wow, that is so great. You guys, make sure you cop his book and also find him on Facebook and join and sign up for his course, because, listen, we could all use a little motivation, especially after the year that we've all been having. And, you know, and sometimes, you know, that isolation when we've been quarantined, and that isolation, sometimes it forces you to look in that mirror. Sometimes it forces you to have to deal with self, and you need a little motivation, and you need, you know, you need the Legacy's help sometime. So make sure you reach out to him and make sure you get all of his books, well, his one book, I'm sorry, his book on Amazon, and find him on Facebook. Listen, join and get the course. It's definitely going to be worth it. Make sure you guys join. Thank you so much for coming by and dripping the mic for us, Mr. Legacy.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Guys, listen, if you have any questions or if you want to, you know, politic a little bit, call us on Drip the Mic at 646-378-0355 and give us a little shout out. I'm here. I'm still here. We got a little bit more time left. Now, listen, who I got coming next? He is coming from Atlanta, Georgia. Hotlanta is where he coming from. His name is Mike Gainey, and he is a hip-hop artist. You guys, I need you guys to listen, okay, because this guy is fire. Coming to us right now to Drip the Mic is Mike Gainey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, ladies?
What's up with you?
Ain't nothing much. How y'all doing today?
We chilling. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm from VA too, by the way. I just I mean, back
that's from Lynchburg, right? You from Lynchburg?
Yeah, yeah.
By way of Lynchburg, I better mention that because if I don't, Hezzy is going to kill me when we get off of here. Do you hear me?
Yeah,
he specifically said that's my boy from my hometown, so I got to mention Lynchburg, Virginia.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. Did somebody just invade my show? Oh, that's it. You fired. Don't be invading my show, yo. I know I heard another voice.
Yeah, it came in. What's up, Samo?
What's up?
Hey, I know what's my artist name, Thou Wild, though, like Thouwow, Wild, Thou Wild.
Thou Wild, y'all heard it, Thou Wild. All right, I got a co-host tonight at the last hour. Come on through, bro. Uh-huh.
Do your thing.
Don't be invading my show right now. We're trying to be professional, okay? All right? Listen, let's get back to our guest, Mike. No, for real, let's get back to him because he got some fire. You hear me? I was listening to his shit earlier today, and the shit is fire.
Yeah, I appreciate
I hope you got a freestyle in you because I'm telling you right now I'm going to ask for one.
Are you on a freestyle?
Yeah, I sure do.
I don't even know if I got a freestyle in me.
What? I was in a public place
right now.
What I want you to do is tell us where you from, where we can find your music, give us the title, like how did you get started, who was your influence, like just give us the rundown about you.
All right. Well, I've been doing music for probably about the last 7 or 8 years or whatever. I got started because I got up in the streets with him. I got into some trouble or whatever. I ended up working at the barbershop for a little bit, and I started cutting hair. When I started cutting hair, I met this dude that I had known from school. He was doing recording, so he just took me to the studio one day with him. And I had already been, liking music. I had freestyled a lot in high school. I had first year in high school, but I didn't know what's in the studio. So when I went to the studio with him, I just started recording from there on. And it's an interesting journey. You know, I've been, I've been doing it for the last, between 8 and 9 years, for real. And I've been down in Atlanta. I've been in Atlanta for, the last 2 years. I moved from Lynchburg down to Atlanta, probably, in 2016. My mom already got serious with it.
And you know, Mike, one of the things that I like is that you're doing a positive influence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Trying to be positive.
You know how we was when we was on the streets together. You know what I mean? Wide open. And
yeah,
to do something positive for the community, yo.
You know, I was real young at that time, man, because, you know, I had a lack of guidance and I had no parents coming up at that time. So, you know what I'm saying? The streets was the only thing I really had. So I looked up to y'all guys at that time, man. So I'd like to make it from out of that situation to be into this music and to, to be at the level and be where I'm at right now with it, it's a blessing. And I did with a lot of stuff, to get here, you know, I had to learn the game. One thing I had to do was learn the game, this music game. You first starting off, tell you now, man, you get beat, a whole lot of janky promoters, showcases be set up. This is, a whole lot of bullshit you get to figure out and shit. But the main thing, once I figured out the legal side of shit, like the owner of my names and all this other shit. When I figured that shit out, I started getting some progress and you know, that was the key to the whole music thing. It wasn't even about making the music. I had to figure out it was about really just learning the legal side of shit. And once you learn the legal side of it, and you definitely gotta have some bread, you know what I'm saying? Have some money when you come into the game. That was another problem too. Starting off, I ain't really had the funds to invest in myself in this thing. And I'm just spending money here and there, really wasting money. And when you really doing this music, you really into it in your art, you got to turn this shit to a business. You got to motherfucking, right? You got to be able to position where you can make that shit a business, whatever venture you do with all this shit, and write that shit up, get some of that shit back. Because there's a lot of money you put into this shit. But I didn't learn so much over the years, though, man. It led to my future. I got a future with Fat Joe now. I've been on Shade 4 or 5. Pandora picked me up last month, put me in rotation.
That's great.
Yeah, I've been really moving. Like I said, I'm progressing. It just takes some time. But like I said, once I learned, like, the leadership and how to really move out here. And I learned a lot when I came. I moved to Atlanta for them years or whatever, because it taught me a lot, just moving around, meeting different people and just seeing how people was operating. And once I just learned, like, the game, got to the legal side of shit, it was just like, all right, I understand it now. So shit been going up. It's been a good year for me. So, you know, yeah, that's basically where I'm at with the music. Right now, they dropped a new album in January called Turkey Bags. It was the Corona. Every time I bored on the Corona, I wasn't going to drop the music on the Corona. I wasn't even like, I'm all kind of lost to move because I couldn't move around. So somehow I found a spark. At the end of the year, last quarter, and I dropped a project called Turkey Bags. It's on every streaming platform, too. iTunes, Pandora, Spotify, all the main sites that you go to for music. I've been getting good streams, big streams off of it. It's been doing real good. I got some videos. I've been actually down in Atlanta shooting a couple of videos the last couple of months, getting that together. So, yeah, that's been like progress. And hopefully I can get on, hope I can do any videos on BET if I can get it cleared. So, I've just been working, man. So, yeah, so everybody listening, man, definitely should I go the iTunes or wherever you go get your music from and download Turkey Bags by Bow Wow. Check it out.
All right, y'all. Y'all heard what he said. Go on and check it out. So do you have any, are you doing any shows right now? Are you performing anywhere?
Yeah, I've been, like I said, I've been in Atlanta performing. Like, you know, Atlanta only thing is open anyway. I know that shit. I actually did a show in D.C. In February. I did a show in Atlanta. I did some with Ugly Money, event that he just had recently. I did some down there in Atlanta with him. I did some of the main event, the Gucci Man Pooh Shiesty thing. They shut it down right when we were about to perform. The fire marshals did.
Oh, wow.
I've been out there. I've been outside, though. I've been moving around, getting out, getting some shows off.
Well, that's good. So you just dropped the album. Do you have any future releases coming out? Are you working on something new right now?
Yeah, I'm working on something new now. I'm wrapping up the videos for the last project I just dropped in January, wrapping the videos and visuals for that. And I'm also, like, in the middle of recording the next project I'm going to drop in July. I'm trying to drop it July 4th. So I can really check the good day of the week that is yet. But I'm planning for July 4th. So, yeah, I'm in the middle of working on that. I plan on dropping 3 projects this year. I ain't dropped none last year. I was in a slump.
Right. Look, you was in a slump. See, I was just talking about that. I just had that motivational speaker on. Sometimes we be needing a little pep talk, you know, to get us out that slump.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm listening to him with the name Legacy, right?
Yeah, his name is Steve the Legacy.
Yeah, I'm listening to him. I always listen. Try not to talk as much as I listen. But, yeah, I definitely listen to what you're saying.
That's good that you came out to slump, though, because now you can write some fire and, you know, and bless us with some more of your goodness.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to keep it pushing. Like, I came too far just to let it go. That's been my motivation. Maybe, like, come on, man. Like, definitely ain't never quit it in nothing that you ever did. You just came too goddamn far just to be, like, just to let it go. To win with dancing, to waste way too much money.
Right, right.
So we just
lost a hip hop icon. How do you feel about DMX? Was he an influence in your career?
I'm glad y'all said that. I forgot the first initial question that you asked, like what inspired me to start rapping. DMX did inspire me to start rapping. That's the first time I ever rapped was on a karaoke machine. I'm going to listen to the tape the other day. I said that the cassette tape. My first song I ever did was the Rough Rider Anthems.
I did
a word for word, damn Mac in his voice and everything. I didn't get the shooting part at the end. Like, talk is cheap, motherfucker. And shooting and everything on the end of it. Like, yeah, that's about my favorite rapper of all time. Like, always been, like, number one rapper of all time. But for some reason, like, when he died, I wasn't as emotional when he died for some reason. So I guess I always fought him. Always been a big fan of his, of him. I kind of understood, because even though I'm
right.
his
race, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it, I mean, it hurt me because I didn't. You know, so I don't want nobody to die. You know, obviously nobody wants nobody to die. Period. Who they are, you know what I'm saying?
But right.
The way he lived and the thing that he did, you know what I'm saying? He did what he did till he died. You know what I'm saying? Like. And, you know, like, we don't know how he wanted to go. We don't know what was his plan, you know, so.
Right.
I'm just happy to be able to, like, be part of his story, like, to be able to see, watch him, and be part when it be alive, his first album to his last album dropped, you know, that was a blessing.
Right.
That's my favorite artist of all time, though, DMX. Like, I know every song of his. I do his voice all the damn time.
Really? We played his song at the top of the hour. We played the Rough Riders anthem too.
Oh, y'all did?
Yep.
Yep.
Sure
did. I didn't
yep.
hear that song, but yeah, that's one of my favorite songs he did.
Wow. That was great. So, co-host, you got any questions?
Oh, man. Mike, you just keep doing what you're doing. I mean,
hey, you
me,
too,
I'm going to come back to
you. Came a long way. You talking about me, boy. You came a long way, man.
Yeah, you really did, because this is his show. I'm just a fill-in, you know.
Hey, you're doing a good job. What got you in the podcast? What made you want to be a fill-in for him? What made you want to do that? Something you must be interested in.
Well, you know, I thought about it before, but, you know, my bro gave me this opportunity, and I'm so humbled for him for doing that. But I don't know, because I was a guest before on his show. I also co-host with him before, and I just had a good time. So when he asked me to, you know, do this, I was like, absolutely. I had a good time, you know, so I'll do it again.
Oh, yeah, that's good. You're doing a great job, though, so, yeah, something that we should keep on.
He's going to be my permanent co-host. There's not going to be no more other co-hosts. He's going to be my permanent co-host.
See, they're going to make an announcement.
Hey, that's what's up,
and I ain't going to say that anymore. Telling the people our business.
But,
yeah,
man,
you
know, but Mike, here, we're gonna promote you as far as we can, man. And also, I'm going to be shooting my movie soon. I also want you on the soundtrack, too.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Yeah.
And if I can slide something in real quick, man, I just love what his brother brings, brother Mike. I just love what he brings, man. And if you know, if you would allow us, if you have anything that you would like to put in, our song relay, I'd love to have it. You know, if you get it to Hezzy or get it to LaShonda. And I'll put it into our rotation, man. And we could have your song played. So just people, like he said, we're about promotion here. We love promotion. So if we could get some of your music played here, let some listeners hear it. And if you will allow us, I would love that opportunity.
Yeah, man. I appreciate that. And I love that too. Definitely.
Oh, say that.
I appreciate that.
You see what happens when you come on, get the mic, you get opportunities. I got an opportunity. Yo, he got an opportunity. Listen, this is where it's at. All love. All
yeah,
love.
Yeah, by the way, my name is Aziz. I'm the CEO of the network. So, man, if you get that to LaShonda or, you know, whenever you get it, we'll get into rotation. And we have a plan, on, not just on this show. You know, we have shows throughout the week. So we get it played in you know, we're in VA, we're in Cali, we're in Texas, we all around. So we get it in rotation on a few of our shows.
Oh man, yeah, Drake, man, I appreciate it a whole lot. I definitely get it to somebody, man, ASAP.
Absolutely.
Listen, you know, you got to be the shit when you got the CEO, then cut in on the live broadcast, okay? And say, yo, we want your shit on our show.
Yeah,
listen.
Man. Hey, man, it's a blessing. Like I said, it's been a good year, man. It's a blessing. I just appreciate it all. You know, so I really appreciate it. Whenever I can give it back, get a favor back, I'll definitely give it back.
Wow. That was a great opportunity. Wow.
Yeah, it definitely was. Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all for everything y'all done, though. I interview all of it. Appreciate it.
Well, we thank you so much for coming by and dripping the mic with us. Thank you so much. We're definitely going to be hearing a lot of your music being played. So, you know, we'll be hearing from you again because we want to talk to you again now. When you drop that new shit, you got to come back.
Yeah, that'll be on the 4th of July, and I'll definitely be back to talk to y'all. Y'all be blessed. Remember, keep growing, never get grown.
All right, now. I like that.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank
you. I'm going to get music too, Sean. I'm going to get to you getting about that music thing too.
I got
okay.
you.
All right. All right. Bro, good show.
Thank you. I'm about to leave.
So now you're going to leave me high and dry, huh? That was
you
our
got
last
you got
test
it.
For tonight.
You know, That's why I like this show. This show is like unconventional.
Right. Absolutely. We're authentic. We're being ourselves. You know, you got to be your authentic self.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, she's so interesting. There's none of that. We just being who we are, having a good time, getting to know some good people.
Exactly.
That's what it's
and
all
you
about.
Know, he is probably elated right now. He is like, man, yes. That's what it's all about. That's what
right.
it's all about.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came by, though. Thank you for coming by. Look, on my show. It's my show right now. On my show.
But you know, I didn't want him to be uncomfortable or nothing. Like, look, I got you, though. I'm going to be right here with you. You know what I mean?
Right. That was really good for you to do. That was really good. You know, you always, you know, you see you on vacation and you still doing stuff for us.
I know. I can't help it.
You know what I'm saying? That's why you are who you are, because you ain't even supposed to be, you know, in on nothing. You're supposed to just be listening, and you here giving support. Isn't that nice?
I know. Thank you.
Thank you for coming by Drip the Mic, okay? You can check us out every Tuesday from 7 to 9, where we have the best indie artists on our podcast, okay? We have some of the great authors. We have great artists, indie authors, rappers, poets, everyone. So slide through, check us out on Drip the Mic every Tuesday from 7 to 9. You can also call in at 646. I forgot the number, y'all. So has he hung up on me? Oh, all right. So
I'm here. 646.
You heard me as a co-host, right?
646-378-0355.
You're supposed to catch it. You know, where you at? I'm like, you heard it. I'm like, 646. When you heard that 2-second pause,
girl,
you supposed to come up with
like, I'm
going
to find chicken.
387-0355. Yeah, that's the number, six. That's the number.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm over here dying laughing because that was me like my first 5 shows. Look, I'm over here hollering like, all right. Hey, I remember that exact thing. I was like, oh shit, baby, where you at? So my wife was hosting. God, come on, okay, all right. Yeah, y'all, that's what it is.
Hey, see, I got smart. I just go to my phone thing and look at my phone. All right, what number did I dial?
You know, that's what I was trying to do, but I was going.
Now I know about heart.
I was right here. I was like, no, I'm going to let her get through this one herself. I know that was me. I know, but that's what happens here, Drift the Pike. You have no clue what the fuck going to happen here.
You let me stumble too on purpose.
Well, I was just going, okay, you like, you know how the dad might throw his kid in the pool? I mean, no, the water for the first time to see how he's doing shit and just kind of stand there until he really started going under and shit. That's what I was going to do. Okay. She's playing. But her head's still above water. I can still see her.
I started looking for the damn life jacket. I was like, wait, where has he? Where he go?
Okay. I can still see the top of her head. She good. Gotta learn.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, we had such a good time. Again, catch us every Tuesday from 7 to 9, 646-378-0355. I got the number right this time, okay? Check us out every Tuesday from 7 to 9 and chill out with us, all right? You have a good time.
Thank you. Thank y'all for coming by.
I love y'all, man.
We love you, too.
Love you, too, bro. Have a good time, man.
All right. Enjoy. Bye, guys.
Okay. Yes, yes. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night.
You know I love music. And every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move. It makes me want to have fun. But it's something about this joint right here. This joint right here, it makes me want to... This thing called love get away from you. Feel free right now, go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around, are you kidding? And no time for negative vibes, cause I'm winning. It's been a long week, I put in my heart in. Gonna live my life, feel so good to get it right. So I like what I see when I'm looking at me, when I'm walking past the mirror. Don't stress through the night at a time, and my life ain't worried about this new feeling. Got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. So I must stay classy. Gotta keep it hot, keep it together if I want to get better.